Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy. No, because, I mean, like, that's kind of like the format I wanted to try to stick with as much as we can. Like, we start off with, like, hello, and then we say, what's up, who we are, and then we do catch up, and then we tell them whatever place it is, WTC conspiracy, whatever. I always want to say WTC conspiracy. Don't do it. And then we go into it, and I'll just be like, well, today you're going to do the background of what we're talking about, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. That'll work.
Cool.
So.
Cool.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready to go. Start off.
Woo! All right, everybody. Welcome to the party, pals. That's right. I said pals instead of pals because I don't know how to speak. Welcome to a podcast. This is a great start. We are What the Conspiracy with Peaswad and...
I'm sleepy.
He's so tired all the time.
Always constantly. Tired. So I could always use a nap.
So,
and I take a lot of naps too, you know, so it's not something that I even question. So
I literally just got up from one, so we're all looking great, so it's good. So, Mr. Sleepy, it feels like it's been forever since I talked to you last. You know,
it's been a long time.
So long.
Long time.
It was, well, in the real world, not in the podcast world, in the real world, it would have been last night that we recorded.
Yeah.
Episode 2.
We recorded an episode last night. Yep.
Because we're starting this off right. We're going to get a couple episodes in the bag, and then we'll jump into the weekly stuff. But with that being said, I also talked to you earlier today while I was streaming some video games, and we played some Battlefield 5 together.
We did.
And we were rocking the suburbs just like Michael Jackson did. Is that right? Michael Jackson? Mm-hmm. Somebody?
It could be. I mean, I'm sure he rocked the suburbs, you know, so it's fine.
There's some conspiracy theories behind Michael Jackson, too, you know, so, I mean, it could be.
There are.
Yeah, it could be.
There are.
But for those that don't know, we are What the Conspiracy, and we are here to tell you about conspiracies. We don't want to have you necessarily at all believe in them. We don't want you to believe in them. We're pretty much against them. Like, we just think that they are entertaining. They are fun.
Interesting. I'm always looking for interesting.
Exactly.
Always looking for interesting.
We don't want to be... We're not going to tell you about the history of blah, 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 because that's boring. And we don't want that. So the idea is that we are just two guys that are homies that are sitting around. And my camera's flashing on my screen. I don't think it's doing it on yours, but on mine. It's like, whoa. Like, okay.
Cool. All right.
That's fine.
Those aren't bugs. They're features. Remember that. You know what I mean?
Bonus.
Bugs are features. Exactly.
So yeah, we are just two guys that are going to sit around. It's the same concept of you sitting outside in the backyard, next to a nice little fire, having a beer and just BSing about conspiracies. So have a beer with us if you are of legal age, if you would like to. Or have a caffeine-free Pepsi, like me. Represent, baby.
I don't have a beer today. I have a water, actually, at the moment. So, I had a beer last time we did one.
Super.
Not today, though.
Super exciting. It's a little early, but, you know, whatever, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my last day of vacation, too, so I actually have to start going back to the office tomorrow. Which, man, I'm not looking forward to.
No.
At all. Because you get around the holidays, I have so much time off, you know. So, I think I've worked 4 days in the last 3 weeks.
God.
So going back now, it's going to be a rough morning. My kids go back to school tomorrow, so getting all three of them up and dressed. It's going to be fun, you know. Usually they're all shower in the morning is what they do, but not this time. Everyone's going to shower at night because I'm sure tomorrow morning there's going to be tears and arguing and a lot of yelling.
A lot of problems over nothing, I'm sure. Like, wait, what? Just get out. Go.
Well, especially with a teenager. I mean, he's been out of school for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a break, close to it. And he's been I mean, he sleeps till noon every day for 3 weeks.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a huge adjustment that, hey, guess what? You're getting up at 6 a.m. again.
Yep.
To get ready for school. So.
But I mean, when I was a kid, but, I literally lived across the street from the high school that I went to. It was crazy.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, for real. Literally, I walked from my house to the door, the back door of the school. It was probably 30 seconds at most. You know, so it was like, whoa. So I would stay up until like 2 a.m. and I would wake up at, I don't remember what time school started, 7:30 or something, you know? And I would wake up at 7. I would eat breakfast. I would shower. Mm-hmm. And I would still be at school on time. So it was like, it was crazy.
Well, the town that I grew up in was like, you know, less than 5,000 people. Itty bitty little farming rural town out in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I just walk to school every day anyways. I mean, it might take, I think 5 or 6 blocks from the high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when I was going to elementary school, I was like 2 blocks away. Then, oh, you're in middle school. That's like 4 blocks away. You know what I mean? So I just had to walk like an extra block every year, every time I changed schools.
Yeah.
Or I could do this neat thing like I did when I was in high school and just not go.
Ooh.
I was tired. Yeah.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, go to school, kids. Like, you know, I finished high school, all that fun stuff, you know, but it, I actually had a vice principal there. His name was Mr. Stanley. And I remember one day I skipped class the entire day, except for I went to building trades at the end of the day, mm-hmm. which was, it's basically a class where you spent the whole year and you built a house. It was actually a really neat class.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, an entire house. That's... Like, they wouldn't let us do like the electrical work and stuff like that, but we did all the drywall, we did the flooring, we did the help do the roofs, things like that.
That is amazing.
But I showed up for this class at the end of the day, and I went to that class. I got off the bus when we got back, and he's like, Mr. Sleepy? And I was like, yes. And he said, do you think you can graduate your senior year just going to building trades every day? I was like, probably not. So, you know, he, like I said, was my favorite teacher. He gave me a little more motivation. So after that, I kind of got my butt a little bit more in gear, and, you know, then it was fine. You know, just, you know, I wasn't like stellar student or anything like that, but got my head back a little straighter.
Get degrees. And I can tell you confidently that,
that's right.
That's what happened. Represent.
That's right.
Since the last time we talked, let's do ketchup. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Ketchup, not mustard, ketchup. So since the last time that the people listening and or watching us harder have seen us, have you played any video games? I'm going to start off with video games because that's what we do. People mm-hmm. don't know that's what we do is play video games. Or have you watched any TV shows or movies too? I want to ask that. That's important.
Okay. Well, what I did last night is I finished the season finale of The Witcher second season. Which it was good.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff left over hanging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you seen it?
I did. Yeah, I did. I saw it.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to put any spoilers in this.
Yeah.
But man, there's so many things left at the end. It's just, especially at the very end, it's just like, why are you doing this? There's a way easier way to do this.
I'm going to put a spoiler out there anyways. Are you ready for this? Let's just be controversial.
Okay.
Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
I know. I was pretty shocked.
He's a ghost.
I was literally shocked that it turns out he was a ghost.
I stole that joke from my friend Kyle Todd. I'm going to give him credit. He does that about every movie, damn near. It's something about Smash Mouth or, yeah, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. And it's like, don't talk to me. I hate you so much. You're trying to have a serious conversation about movies and he's like, yeah, Bruce Willis is dead. Like, get out.
Like, that's fine. And see, it's weird. I didn't even know he was in The Witcher until the very end. You know, and it turned out he was dead the whole time. So,
whoa.
You know, it was a meh, just mind blown.
So,
but
video games?
Yeah, go ahead. I got up this morning and played some Battlefield 5 with you.
Represent.
And then you got off and I ate some lunch. And then I got done playing Battlefield probably 30 minutes ago. Just got off, you know? So, but what's going to be funny is when I get off of this and like we're done with this podcast later on down the day, I'm probably going to play some more since I have all this time off. That's really what I do in my free time is I hang out with my kids and then... Actually, I'm not going to be able to. I got to take down Christmas decorations today.
Ugh.
I got to take all those down. So probably won't be a lot of video games left in my afternoon or evening once this is complete. So we'll see how that goes.
We did that Christmas Day. Sad to say, we did a Christmas Day.
Once you take it down, like the Christmas tree when you have it up, it's like a lamp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hate overhead lighting. So yeah, like having like a giant glowing lamp in there is very, very nice.
Yep.
And it's just, my wife has so many Christmas decorations. Once you start taking it down, it takes forever. And then two, it looks like there's nothing in our house afterwards.
You gotta fill that empty space now.
Yeah, it's just very weird. That's like, we're just gonna start decorating for every holiday.
That's what I was thinking.
What's coming up next as far as you got Valentine's? Is there any
Martin Luther King Day? Flag Day is in June. I know that because it's Parker's birthday. It's crazy.
That's a coincidence.
Yep. So that's why I know it. Let's see. Martin Luther King is the next one. Martin Luther King Day. Very important person.
You buy decorations for all these holidays.
Exactly.
And you just rotate everything out every 2 weeks.
And then let's see. You know? My birthday's at the end of the month, so that's kind of like a holiday. You know, you could just put a whole bunch of my face up all over your house.
A whole bunch of Peaswad pictures. Just print off some like 10x10 foot like posters and just put them all over the walls.
Yeah.
That's an odd, you know, I'm open to anything.
I'm sure that your wife would hate that, but that would be great. It'd be really funny
You never know until you ask. You know what I mean? Maybe she'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Or maybe she won't. I'd probably lean on the, why are you taping things at the wall, Paul, type thing. But most likely she'd probably be a hard no.
Oh, yeah.
Hard no on that one.
Totally.
Speaking of hard no, have you watched the new season of Letterkenny yet? Do you watch Letterkenny?
I have not watched the new season.
I haven't watched it either. Neither have I.
I never watched the show, and I don't have a reason. It wasn't that I'm like, ew, or yay, or nothing. It just didn't happen. And then I saw like a couple of episodes with my family, because that's kind of, it's weird. It's kind of like my family, you know, the way that they talk. They talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They cuss a lot, you know, and it's like, they act aggressive, but they're not actually aggressive, you know? So it's kind of like how my family goes. So I never actually watched it, but I am not against watching it. Let me say that.
Highly recommend. And I just need to sit down and watch it. It's one of those things. I don't really watch a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Getting me invested to take the time to like watch them. Like, I've been watching the same like 7 movies for like 10 years. It drives my wife crazy. Like, she'll come in the room. What are you watching? John Wick. She's like, again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know what we're watching after this? John Wick 2. It's going to be on right after. It's an amazing 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, the way to spend your time.
You're too busy playing video games. But, anything else for your catch up?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Like I said, vacation's over. Got to get back into the swing of things tomorrow, get back in that routine.
Yeah.
And that's really it. You know, just back to that thing. My daughters start basketball practice and games again this week. They're both going to try out for All-Stars for the traveling team. So we'll see how that goes.
Right.
We'll see. They got a lot of good players in their league. So, you know, last year McKenna missed it by one. She ended up being considered for an alternate, but they didn't need one, so she was close. So hopefully this year she improved enough where she gets to, you know, maybe she'll make the team. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be.
It'd be a lot.
She'd be very happy.
More basketball games for you, but it'd be cool.
Yes, it will. It'd be a lot more. The only sport our kids are not allowed to do is track, just because when you go to a track meet, you might be in 4 events all day.
Oh yeah.
But it's a nine hour event. So you might have 3 in the first 2 hours and the other one is 6 hours from now.
Uh-huh.
And you've just got to sit there. You know, and it's very, very boring.
I was only ever in 2 events because I was never fast or anything, you know. So it was like I was in 2 events and I didn't even have my parents or anybody come and watch, because it was like, you're going to come out and I'm going to do a high jump and I'm going to be terrible at it, which I have many stories about that. And then it's like, you're going to come out and watch me do the 4x1, and we're like the third group of 4x1s, you know, like we're like the shot put 4x1 guys, you know? So it's like the big honk and slow dudes. So it's like, my athletic prowess has never been a thing. So
the first meet McKenna had, she signed up for the mile.
Yeah.
Was, you know what I mean? And she started off strong. I'm pretty sure she finished last.
Then
after that, she said, I am never doing this again. She's like, I'm all short events. You know what I mean? All jumping and like the 100-yard dash and things like that. She's like, I'm not. They kept trying to get her to do it again. She's like, nope. I remember one time, though, in her age group, nobody signed up for hurdles.
Oh.
So our coach was like, we gotta sign you up right now, because you'll get a goal. You'll get a first place finish anyways for the team.
Yeah.
My daughter's never done it. So she went out there and ran it alone in front of all these people. And I'm not joking you. She knocked over every single one. It got to the point towards the end where she wasn't even trying to jump. She was just running and just shoving, shoving them down.
It didn't matter. That's what I would have done. I would have run and then like got to where I'm not going to hurt myself and pushed it, you know, and then just stepped over it. Maybe even walked the whole thing. But so let's, oh, wait. I have to do catch up still too.
Yeah, what do you got going on? What have you watched? What have you been doing?
Well,
how's the streaming going?
Streaming is
any
great.
New games, anything like that?
I haven't streamed Battlefield 2042 in the past like probably couple of times that I've streamed, and the stream numbers have gone up. So it's like weird.
Man, I've been telling you.
Crazy. But I've been playing some Halo. I'm to the point in Halo where I need to just do the main mission. Because I've done so much of the other stuff, like finding all the alternates and all the extras and blah, 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 blah. So, then I played Battlefield 5 with you today. Let's see, TV shows. I'm watching a show on Netflix right now. This is crazy. This is the third separate show that was made in Korea that I'm watching now. It's called The Silent Sea. And it's about a group of people who are... They have to go into space because space is like a more normal thing in the future. And we're running out of water here on Earth. So they have to ration out water. And the next thing you know is they have to go to space to go and collect something on a space station. And that's about as far as I'm in. But their ship crashed on the way there, too. So I mean,
is it all subtitles, things like that?
It's dubbed also. So it's both. Well. But okay.
I'll have to check it out. I like that. I like that type of survival. Like, we got to leave here. We got to go into the unknown.
Yep.
Type stuff.
Exactly. They're on the moon and their ship crashed. So then it's like, well, that's gonna do us no good. So now we got to go to this space station, and they go to the space station, and it's like. Well, it has been used in years, so we got to turn all the stuff on and see if it even works and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, it's good. It's interesting. So that's that. So let's get into, let's go with the, where we want everybody to know where we're at. We are WT Conspiracy at, what? Yeah, that's it. WT Conspiracy. Because I keep thinking WTC Conspiracy, which, you know, that's wrong. No. We are WT Conspiracy at YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Oh, I remembered them all this time. And then we are also on many, many, many of the different podcasting platforms out there for those that are interested. If you're on any of those, make sure that you either hit a like, a subscribe, a whatever it is, a five-star review where you give us 5 stars, because I believe that we are worth 5 stars. That's just me. I mean, you may not think so because we're giving you different opinions, but the higher the stars you get, you give us, the higher the ratings you give us, the more that we're going to get out there and for other people to hear us, because we're new and we need it, right? That's kind of how it goes.
Any type of good reviews we can get, the better.
Boom. So. And then WTConspiracy@gmail.com is also our email address. So there's that as well. For those that don't want to message us on wherever and blah, 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 there's a whole bunch of that. We have an email. So WTConspiracy@gmail.com. If you have any ideas, if you have any critiques, if you have any love letters for me and hate letters for Sleepy, send them on over, right?
God, I love criticism. It's literally my favorite. I'm a glutton for punishment. So,
okay, send us just love letters. Don't hate us. Today we are going to be talking about a very interesting topic, and I'm going to hand it over to you, Mr. Sleepy Bo Peepy, and let you do your thing. What are we doing today? And let's get some history on it.
Yeah, what we're going to be looking at today is the theory of Hollow Earth. So, you know, a lot of it had to do with, it originated back, you know, in mythology, you know, religions, stuff like that, in regards to mostly underworlds, or afterlives. It was also written, a lot of books about it have been written.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say it was as, as prevalent. It's not as prevalent as some of the other conspiracy theories as of today that we've done in the past.
Right.
Because this one was obviously, you know, it's pretty out there. You know,
it is.
It's pretty far out there as far as, you know, inner cores and, you know, multiple layers and different suns inside. And, you know, that's, you know, they say like this is you know, there could be aliens in there but we'll touch on all of that. But that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the theory of that is the Earth hollow and is there a mantle, all this other stuff we think is in there, science says is in there. Is it actually there or, you know,
what are they hiding
there? Or are we like on a big, you know, just like one of those chocolate balls where you just break the shell apart, you know, and you just fall right into the center. So.
Okay. Exactly right. We're on the outside of the chocolate ball. And
outside of the chocolate ball.
Yep. Represent, baby. This thing was brought forward also in the 17th century by Edmund Halley. I say Halley. I heard people say Halley, so who knows? But who is most famous for his comet? Have you guys heard of it? Halley's Comet?
I believe I may have.
And it came to Earth, and it only comes every 85 years or something like that. It was last on Earth the year before we were born. So cool. We got to wait a long time.
I probably won't be here. You never know. Maybe.
Oh, God, that's so... Yeah, yeah. With the amount of bad food that I eat for me, you know? Yeah, I probably won't be here either. 85 years? Like, we'd have to be 86 when the comet comes. I don't even know if I'm going to have eyesight then, you know? Like, I could be blind by then or something.
It's going to really, if I'm blind, it's really going to cut down on my video game ability.
Well, in the future, who knows? You know, like, we could have some crazy science and, you know, astral projections and all. Who knows? So, yeah, like you said, in ancient times, there's so many different countries and places who use the inner earth as their folklore, usually as like hell and bad place and stuff. But then Tibetan Buddhists use it as good, as their Shambhala, which is like a very amazing and holy, beautiful place. We got ancient Greeks,
Greeks believe there were even openings coming to the surface that you could actually get to go
alongside
to their
underworld.
So it's not something that was
something
inaccessible.
Yeah, yeah. And it's believed that so many of the damn caves in the world will reach down to it. But some of this actually goes back to what we've already covered earlier. So if you haven't listened to episode 1 or 2, maybe you should. Go back. Listen to that.
Go back. Relive the glory days.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day when we recorded episode 1 and 2 of this. Yeah. There we go. There was burp. Excuse me. I burp all the time. What's wrong with me? I'm the worst. With the hollow earth theory, it goes back to, once again, that the idea that space was... space was faked, not space. The traveling to the moon was faked. When us going to the moon was faked. Because if there is a hollow earth, the earth would be shaped like an apple. That's the concept. So with this apple shape, because apples have that like indention into the middle, on the top and the bottom, where the core is. That's the idea, is that if we were to travel to the very top of the earth, or the very north earth, or the very south of the earth, right in the middle, that there would be a hole. And I don't know if you have seen this or know this, but if you do look at the South Pole, like in the very center of it, there is a spot like from the outside that is like a dark circle pretty much. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't know that. No, I haven't seen that. I wasn't aware of
that. It is 100% real. Like, that is 100% real. But it's not a cave system, from what I understand. It's actually...
They do it like that.
It's hot,
ice or something.
It's hot springs that have come up.
Oh, okay.
Hot springs are sending the hot water up. Underwater hot springs are sending the water hotness up. And the heat is melting the snow. And therefore, the snow is not... You know, like, it's not staying there.
It's dense.
So then from the top, you know, from space, where we've never gone to, but if you take pictures of it from space, it looks like there's just a hole there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really crazy.
Well, Yeah, and I know that there's, what was his name? I don't remember his name. It was something Reynolds. But he, anyways, back when, because he proposed the theory as well, that you could get in from both sides.
Yep.
He said you could either, you could enter from the North Pole or the South Pole. And he tried to mount an expedition or tried to put one together so he could go up there and check.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's literally going to go to the North Pole, look for a giant hole in the ground. He's going to go to the South Pole and look for this giant hole in the ground.
There it is. Great.
I believe he did actually go to the North Pole. I don't think he made it, though. I think they this was early, I think, 19th century or 20th century.
Yeah.
And I think he mounted an expedition, but they didn't make it. I think their group had to turn back for one reason or another. So he never got to actually prove his theory in regards to, hey, are these holes there? But other people who had been there prior were like, dude,
what?
There's no holes there.
You know, come up,
if you look or not.
In my travels for the Air Force, I have been to the North Pole. Not a joke.
Have you really?
Yeah. North Pole,
that's crazy.
Alaska. North Pole, Alaska.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a city right outside of Fairbanks, Alaska. And okay. It's literally called North Pole. Like, and there is a Santa's workshop there that is open all year round. They have reindeer outside of Santa's workshop. I didn't see the big guy himself. You know, I think he was kind of busy. But still, I've been to Santa's workshop in the North Pole.
Probably tough to get a meeting. Probably tough to get a meeting with that guy, if I had to guess. So
he's a busy dude. So, yeah. That's besides the point. But there's that. Then the with the Hollow Earth stuff, let's see.
Well, I think another neat one is, you know, is well, you say neat, whatever, but that the inside Earth is hollow,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they actually has their own sun. So they yeah. have their entire own ecosystem sun. I didn't see if they said there's a moon or anything. I saw where they said we're talking about.
Isn't it like
sun?
It's like iridescent lights or something like that. Like,
yeah,
like I don't know, like iridescent lights that are look and act like as if it was a sun or something like that. So it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I'm gonna bring up something also that is Hollow Earth related, and I don't know if you've ever heard of this mm-hmm. before. It's called the Children of Wool Pit.
I've never heard this.
Okay.
What is this?
Get ready. Buckle up. Here we go. Okay, so there was back in the... he literally buckled up. For those that didn't see it, go to our YouTube. He literally buckled up.
I'm ready to go.
In Wool Pit in Suffolk, England. And I will say that everything that I ever get for this podcast so far has been coming from Wikipedia. Where it is a vast amount of knowledge, and not all of it's true, just like our podcast. So there you go. Go donate to them today, if you haven't already. there was in the 12th century, there was like a village of Woolpit back in the day. And all of a sudden, somebody was going through... riding through, and two children, a brother and a sister, were found. And these children literally had green skin coloring. Like, they had a green skin color. And they did not speak a language that anybody had any idea. But then again, we can get into that in just a minute. You know, like, why that all might be wrong. But they spoke an unknown language, and they only ate broad beans, which I don't know what that is, but they only ate that.
I don't know what that means. Like, where do you get those?
I don't know. They're got to be gassy, though. They're just eating just beans. I get gassy when I eat just beans. eventually, they learned to eat other food and lost their green color, and the boy became very sick and died soon after because of the change of scenery and the change of all that.
Diet and all that stuff.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. The girl adapted to her new life. And she was considered to be rather loose and wanton in her conduct. That's a quote. Like, I don't know what that means, but she, yeah, there she is. She learned to speak English, and then she explained that her and her brother came from St. Martin's Land, a subterranean world inhabited by green people.
Oh.
Yep. That they, that, her.
How do you get there? Did they mention?
They were little kids. The reason that they came to the surface is because they were playing in the caves, got lost, kept walking and walking and walking, and next thing you know, what is this place? Which I don't know That seems crazy, you know, but I'm, you know, whatever. But that's the story of them. The two kids that were green and came from the Hollow Earth.
Well, little kids have very wild imaginations. They're got, you know, and, but they had green skin, huh?
They had green skin.
When was this? And what was this, like this? Was this like 17th, 18th?
12th century.
12th, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
this is... back in the day when they didn't understand anything. You know, it's like, yeah. I can grow these beans, those broad beans. I can grow a whole bunch of those. That's it. You know, like, I don't know how to read or write or anything for most of them.
Yeah, and then also you touched on, you know, they spoke a language. But just because you hear somebody, you hear a language you've never heard, doesn't mean other people don't speak it.
Right.
You know, especially back then when there's not a lot of travel, I'm sure.
Now we pull our phones out and go, hey, Siri, translate. And then it goes, bleep. Oh, okay, yeah, sure, they're speaking Scandinavian or something, you know, I don't know, whatever. Whatever language, they're speaking French,
I just assume if you're speaking another language, you're not talking to me. So I just don't worry about it. I don't look like I know Scandinavian. I don't look like I know any other languages. So you start going off, and I'm just going to be like, that guy over there is doing whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I don't want to bother him. Here. He's saying some stuff, and I don't get it. Like, whatever he's saying, I don't want to bother that person. But back in the day, I saw something that said that it could have been green skin because of malnutrition, I believe it was. Because, you know, your body changes color, it changes what, like orange or something if you have liver problems?
It could be jaundice is what it is. Like when your blood isn't being filtered properly, you get a yellowish skin tone, you know, tone to your skin or to your eyes, that could be... They could say, I mean, that could maybe be interpreted as like a light green or something.
Well, and I guess
that would explain the boy dying as he got older. If that was undead, that's, you can't, you know, you're literally poisoning yourself because your body can't remove anything.
Right. Well, and that was, this is very completely different tangent, but there was the Blue People of Kentucky. You heard about those?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God!
Look at all this stuff you know that I don't know.
I know a lot of weird and random stuff. Like I'm telling you, crazy weird. But there was like a whole family in Kentucky that they literally were blue. Like they looked like they were. There are pictures of it too. Like full out, there are pictures, and it looked like
Smurf blue.
Like to the point that it looks like somebody who has choked on their food and is just like turning blue because they don't have enough like oxygen going through them.
Were they eating something with like weird pigment or eating some weird food or something?
Is
that the explanation?
It wasn't even the food. The problem was, it's a genetic problem that has to do inbreeding.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Pretty gross. So this is, you know, this was, I don't even know when this was, but this wasn't that long ago, like 60s, I think, 70s maybe. And they found out that if they give them like a shot of something once every now and then that they would actually be just fine and their pigment would stop turning blue. And they were like, if you don't get with somebody who you're related to, then you will not continue to be blue. Your kids and all that.
Yeah. Like what you were doing before, horrible idea on so many levels.
You do realize that there are
people
down the street who are not a part of your family that might be interested in you. I'm just saying, you know?
Possibly. And they're not blue.
That's correct.
No?
Yeah.
You know, unless that was really their favorite, maybe it was just their favorite color. Maybe they lied and they figured it out and they're like, you know, we could all just be really blue if we just, you know, we just kind of keep it in the house.
Yeah.
Wow, how horrible.
Keep it in the family. We got to stay blue, everybody. I'm sorry. I know this is against what Jesus said, but we got to stay blue.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, just wait. It's going to happen. All this random knowledge that I have for no reason is just going to spew right out.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be ready for it.
Well, that's not too bad. Well, then, go ahead. You got another point you're trying to touch on?
I was looking through the different, trying to find all the different ones. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go into concave hollow earth. Do you want to talk about this one?
Yeah. That's the theory that... the Earth is hollow, and then instead of our universe and the space being above us, it's actually at the center of our hollow planet. So we are actually, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie, like Interstellar, where they have that ship at the end where everyone's like in this big circle and they're on the inside of the sphere, but, you know, and it's, God, it's hard to explain. You're basically on the inside of the sphere. And when you look up into the sky, you're actually looking dead center into the middle of the planet.
Yeah.
And that's where our sun is. That's where our moon is. And we just live in there. And there's actually, we don't have the ability to get out of our specific sphere. And our universe is just contained within this one planet.
Yeah. Yep. And there, all of the spinning of it creates the gravity and whatever else. And, all that. We live on the interior with the universe in the center of it all, which, I mean, kind of, realistically, it's kind of like that, but it's, I don't know how that goes with hollow Earth. You know what I mean? Like,
not really, because obviously space exploration, we've left here. We obviously know that it's not accurate and stuff like that.
Allegedly.
But back then, when it was proposed, you could really, before space travel and all this other stuff, it depends on how big your inner sphere is. Like, how would you, if it's bigger than Earth or just completely just massive, then of course it could. But then you come into the thing of, okay, well, with the way a circle works, if it is this big, it takes, you can travel around or do this. But I mean, if it's the size of a, universe, you would never see 99.999% of the people on it.
Yep. Exactly. So. Well, yeah. And that's the crazy part is, like, I don't know, man. Like, they're saying, like, yeah, everything is in a big sphere. And, but it's like, yes, that is true. If you look at any galaxy, they're going to be in a sphere because of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. There it is. There's a giant burp. Excuse me again.
Very nice.
Great
very
content nice. Here. Yeah. I got to not drink soda while we're doing this. But I mean, the giant.
I think you should drink more soda while we're doing it.
It's all out. Sad as life, It's all gone.
Aww.
Now all I got is water. Ew. As he chugs his.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, every galaxy is in like a circle. Because that's called gravity.
That's just how. And then that's just how it's depicted, when they talk about it. That's the way my mind visualizes it. But, space and galaxies and everything, they're so vast and, expanding. And everything like that. I mean, I think the way your mind just visualizes stuff like that, because it's hard to just imagine nothingness forever.
Right.
At least that's tough for me. That's a pretty scary thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, it's so gross, but I love it. So let's get into, let's see. There was an experiment. That's what you were talking about. 1735. Pierre Bourdieu. I'm guessing they're French. Yep. Charles Marie de la Condamine.
So many names. So many names we can't pronounce.
Oh, God. They chartered an expedition to a volcano in Ecuador. They arrived and they climbed it. They conducted a vertical deflection experiment at two different angles to determine how local mass anomalies affected gravitational pull. And then in the end, so they were going there to prove some stuff, and then they ended up proving themselves wrong, I believe it was.
That's how a lot of these things we talk about end up working, it seems. They go up there, we're going to prove this is true. I was like, oh, well, that's disappointing. I feel like a fool.
He said in his paper that he commented that his results had at least falsified the hollow earth theory that was in 1738, and then somebody else went back and repeat the same experiment for the Royal Society. Within the same year, they said the same thing. So they're like, yeah, okay, he was right. Damn it.
They're like, okay, whatever.
And then somebody else did it and got even greater results from it. So, oh,
even
no,
greater,
how terrible.
Greater proving wrong.
So you talked about it, seismic activity. How does seismic activity work for this?
Well, the way that with sound waves and using the seismic waves, whatever they're called, it's easily disproven because you can tell by doing this the density of the materials below us, going all the way through. Because obviously, if they're once you do those tests and results, prove, hey, this is this layer is made up of this.
Yep.
This layer is made up of this. I think they say what do they think the center of the Earth is made up of, or like the iron. Outer areas is like iron or nickel or something.
Yeah.
Which I think is I mean, we've never actually sent anything down there, I don't think, to actually prove that.
Yeah.
As far as being able to drill that far.
Well, that's something, man. I saw YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I'm just going to let you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of YouTube. And I saw a video where the dude was like, okay, the furthest down that we've ever dug is like 17 kilometers or something like that. Like, okay.
And I'm sure it was like an itty bitty drill hole. I mean, it probably wasn't like a massive thing.
Oh, no. It was like, it's in Russia, and it is. It's a very large hole. Like, it's huge and it's super deep. But at the same time, in order to get to the center of the Earth is like 26,000 kilometers or something. So it's like,
yeah.
Oh, like that's not,
yeah,
those,
you ain't gonna make it.
Those numbers aren't right. Whatever I'm saying, you know, but it's still like the furthest man has ever dug is like 5% of the way is what he said. It's only 5% of the way to the center of the Earth. So it's like,
well, I mean, you can't give equipment down that far because the pressure and everything, yep. Once you get that, I mean, it'll destroy anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. But like we were saying though, but like using these seismic tests and everything, you can determine the densities at certain levels, which disproves obviously the, you know, hollow Earth stuff. And then also you got to take gravity into consideration. You know, if we were hollow,
yep.
And we were on the surface with the size our planet is, it's, depending on how hollow you think the Earth is,
right?
As far as like what the thickness of the surface would be, we would basically collapse under its own weight.
Yes, it would.
Due to the gravity. You know, there's no way. And then on top of the gravity, without having the mass that the Earth is, you know, that's how gravity is formed. You know?
Right.
So you would assume it would affect things up here. I didn't read too much into that as far as how that would affect things, but I'm sure it'd be horrible. But I mean, we would just collapse under the own weight of our shell, essentially. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So
think about it, like
inside, like dinosaurs or anything, you know, we just fall right on top of them.
Well, if you think about it, like if you're in a house and you have a house that is like, we'll say you're building a sandcastle, right? If you're building a sandcastle and you want it to be two layers, the bottom layer has to be thick and strong in order for the top layer to be able to stand on top of it. Now, if you don't have proper support set up in the bottom layer, the top layer is coming right down on top of it.
Yeah, and in my extensive sandcastle experience, it's happened many times. I don't have any sandcastle experience, at least not since I was like 5, probably. I don't recall. I go to the beach, I just dig holes.
Oh!
I just sit in them.
Here we go. This is what I was talking about. The deepest hole drilled to date, is the Kola Super Deep Borehole. That's right.
That's a fun name.
Yeah. They were like, let's do it. Terrible name. Bob, what's the name? Kola Super Deep Borehole. You know what? That's it. We'll take it.
Oh, that's incredible.
The drill depth of more than 7.5 miles or 12 kilometers. See, I was close. I said 17. I was giving us a little more benefit of the doubt here. However, the distance to the center of the Earth is 4,000 miles or 6,400 kilometers. So we're nowhere near. We hit 7.5 miles out of 4,000. Woo! You almost made it.
Yeah.
You almost made it.
Almost made it. Almost made it.
But
as far as that goes, I mean, there's... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know what that even... I was going to read something and I don't even know what it means, so I'm not going to read it. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, to all the people watching, if you love watching names from the 14th and 15th century be mispronounced, you're in the right spot. Because we're not great at it.
Yeah.
No. They should have just had easier names, is what
That's what I'm saying, you know, man.
10 times easier.
Like, how easy is it to say Peaswad or Sleepy? You know, like, get over it.
Yeah, yeah. But as far as that goes, I mean, there's been lots of books written about it. You know, Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne. You know, it's, you know, a lot of fictional works have been written about it, things like that. But as far as, like we said at the beginning here, as far as there being a large culture now of people believing in this theory, I mean, they are out there. I don't think there's any registries or any firmed up communities like we had done. Like, you know, there's still a Flat Earth Society
sorry.
That you can join, you know what I mean, to be put on a registry for. Which, you know, you can definitely do, which they should probably make that available to everybody so we just know who it is.
Yeah, yeah. Put that out as common knowledge so I can then delete you from my Facebook, you know, like.
Yeah, so I know who you are.
Well, oh, wait, I got another thing that we could add into this.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear about the expedition that the Nazis did to the South Pole?
I did not.
Nazis.
Another thing you know that I don't.
I'm telling you, man, I have an extensive knowledge of random conspiracy theory type stuff. So there is a conspiracy theory that Nazis have a secret base in Antarctica, in the South Pole. And that this goes into like a couple of conspiracy theories that Hitler escaped in a U-boat and went to Argentina. And then also after that went down to wherever I just said, Antarctica, and then got into a rocket and escaped to the moon where the Nazis have a moon base. I'm telling you, all that's conspiracy theory. Like it's just stacking them up back to back, you know? But yeah, so the Nazis did multiple expeditions to Antarctica. And then we also had some Americans who, like in real life, that actually happened. Nazis went to Antarctica, and they had a group, a specific, like, I don't know what the hell they are, Hydra, pretty much, where they would, like, look for fairy tales and stuff, because if it's true, then they can have the upper hand. Hitler had, like, people going and looking for things like Shambhala, you know, literally he had people expedition down to the South Pole to go and see if there is inner earth that they can go to. And then supposedly there was a secret war, not Marvel,
secret war,
but this,
like against the cave people.
No, against Americans. Down in Antarctica, because Americans did expeditions down there too, their military force. And it was like a big secret thing and blah 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 blah, and then in the end there were Americans that died, and then the American general was like, we're gonna leave here, we're done here, and then would never talk about what they did or why they did it or anything after that.
So again, a government conspiracy to hide the Hollow Earth.
Exactly. So if they
all go back to that just eventually.
Government hides so much stuff from us. And you know,
well, I'm sure they do.
I can tell you confidently,
but I don't
know,
man. Hiding all over.
Yeah. I can tell you confidently that when I left the military, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement that I would not disclose the information that I learned. And I told the guy that I was signing it, I said, you know, I'm a cook, right? I said, don't worry. I won't tell China how many cups of cheese go into making mac and cheese. I got you, man. I will not tell China that information. So
we appreciate that.
We are good there.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what somebody who knows about Hollow Earth would definitely say right now.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if I lost Sleepy. He's frozen on me. Just a second here. Yeah, he's loading. I don't know what's happening with Sleepy, but we're getting down to the end of the podcast.
I don't know. I just sat here because you were frozen.
I was frozen.
On my screen, so I was just chilling. Be like, okay, I'll just hang out here until you come back.
Are you?
You know,
I can hear you now.
Because I brought up the fact that that's exactly what somebody talking about the mac and cheese would say about if they knew about Hollow Earth. They would just deflect to that, and then I said that, and then you like disappear. It's like the government got him. That's it. Like he's been found out. He's been found out, and they took him. Like that fast.
You know, the best part of all this is you're recording your part, so they'll be able to hear the both of us. And I might have to edit it to where I like minimize, quiet myself down, and then we can just hear you saying all that stuff. So then it'll be really funny.
Be like, oh God, they got him.
Yeah, they're trying to shut me down.
The government got paid.
I put down. I did say I signed an NDA, and here I am talking about cups of cheese and mac and cheese. That's too much. They're trying to shut us down.
That was mistake number one.
I can't believe it that the government's already trying to shut us down. We're only recording the third episode. This is crazy.
God, this is, it's, but not unexpected.
You know? Yeah.
Not unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, out here talking about all these theories, disproving them, which you would think would be helpful to them.
But no, they want them. They want them to.
Yeah. And then also, they don't want us letting people know about, you know, video games and I think you spoiling the end of The Witcher, I think that might have been mistake number one. I think the other thing was mistake number two. That's probably
the dude who's sitting there listening to this conversation heard that, and that's why it happened. You know, like
that is crazy.
That was strike three.
All the government, how big, you know, obviously the government's the government and God knows where they're hiding. There literally could be a dude sitting there listening to us right now. Just being like, this is probably better than most of what I have to listen to all day. It's like, at least this is entertaining.
I know, right?
You know?
These guys are having a great time while talking about something that's ridiculous. And they're not saying, like, that they agree with it. They're saying it is ridiculous, you know? Like, this is pretty, I'm with it.
This is better than most, you know? So, most random conversation you guys listen to.
What's the name of that place that sits and listens to our conversations? What's the name of that place? Do you remember?
Who?
The government agency that sits and listens to people and, like, checks their internet and stuff. I can't remember what it's called.
Is that the
NSA? NSA. So, Dan at the NSA, thank you for all that you do. We love you. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, Dan at NSA.
I wonder if we get the same NSA agent every day.
It's got to be.
Or if, like, they switch them up. Probably the same one. You'd think they just assigned to a case.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Like, it's always keywords, too, with the government. You know, like, you have keywords, then they're like, You know, so maybe the word conspiracy. And now they're like, Dan, you are now assigned. Whenever these two dudes get together and say the word conspiracy, you need to listen. So he's like, all right, guess it's podcast time. Sounds good. I'm getting paid for this. Let's go. Ridiculous.
What a life.
Yeah, Dan's got the life.
The exact opposite of saddest life.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag not yuck.
Yeah, not yuck. So I think that's all that we have, if I'm not mistaken.
That one's a pretty straightforward one. You know, like I said, not a lot of people are. That's not really a prevailing opinion anymore. You know, we wanted to touch on it because it's very interesting how far back it went as far as it relates to religion and different civilization societies' views on it. You know, as far as underworlds and stuff like that. And then You know, talking about something kind of goofy is always fun too. You know, so this
and it's going, like, to happen one, all the time in the show too. It's like going
with,
to happen
with previous episodes of going to the moon or flat earth. I mean, there were people with hard opinions on that.
Yeah, you know,
I've never met somebody with a hard opinion on hollow earth. But if you're out there and you're watching this and you want to give me a hard opinion on hollow earth. Man, I'm a turkey. Baste me.
Exactly.
Just let me
know. That's what I'm saying, man. I would love to hear from people who are hollow earth people. You know, like, it would be unbelievable to have somebody who's a hollow earth person write us at WTConspiracy@gmail.com or WTConspiracy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yep.
Boom. That's us. We did all that stuff. That's our things. So, are you ready to close?
Yeah. We can go ahead and hop out of here and stuff. And, you know, hopefully everyone who watched this.
So
maybe you learned something. Maybe you didn't.
With all the evidence put forward about Hollow Earth, are you now a believer?
You know, I was really swayed on this one. But no, I think we're good. I think that we can leave this one safely in the conspiracy section.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be moved into the facts section yet, you know, of literary works. No. So I think we can safely say that here at WT Conspiracy, we have debunked yet another one.
Another one.
We're just so good at debunking these conspiracies.
Another one? Is how I meant to say that, not the way I did say it. Because if you say it a certain way, then DJ Khaled might be coming after me. And I'm sorry, DJ Khaled, you are a beautiful man, and I appreciate everything you do. You got to butter people up, too. You can't can't use their saying and then be like, they're garbage. No, he's not. He's got some good music going. tangent. So, we are What the Conspiracy. We are WT Conspiracy at a lot of places. Go and check us out. Remember to hit us with a 5-star rating, because that's what we're worth, baby. Do you agree? He gave a thumbs up. I was going to say, for the listeners, he gave a thumbs up, but go check us out on YouTube.
Oh yeah. Well, they heard the snap, I'm sure. I didn't just get like Thanos or anything. Definitely a thumbs up snap.
In closing, I got something.
What do you got?
How do you snap? Which hand? Which finger? Which hand?
I use my middle finger on my right hand.
Not for me.
No, that's wrong.
I snap with my first finger.
First finger?
Look at that.
Dude, that's impossible.
You hear it?
Oh, it kind of works. I hear it. Yeah, it kind of works.
Then if I go to this one, though? No. Ah, oh, it hurts. And it. Oh, okay.
Which one?
It doesn't work right. Oh, God. It doesn't work for me. My fingers are super long, though. You know, like, I can palm men's basketballs. I don't know. I'm a basketball player.
I don't know.
I would love to hear from people, too, is which finger do you snap with? Your index? Your middle finger? Your ring finger? Your pinky? Which, good luck if you're snapping with your pinky. But I found out that
I want to meet someone who can snap with just their thumb.
Oh, ew.
I'm not joking. This is actually funny. My brother, I don't know how he can do it, but he can hold his hand like this, mm-hmm. and he can just shake it real hard.
Yeah.
And he can actually, he can do it with like all of his fingers. I look like an idiot right now, but that's fine. I don't know how he does it. But he can do that.
I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing? What is it?
Oh, he's like trying. My brother can throw his hand like this.
Okay.
And smack all of these against here.
It's like a single-handed clap.
Yeah, like a single-handed clap. It's not really a snap.
Oh.
You know, but it's very.
Oh. Nope, I can't do it. I hurt my wrist.
No, I can't. I about hit myself in the face.
I need to go to the doctor. I just broke my wrist. So I think we should go now because now I have to go to the doctor because I just broke my wrist trying to do that. So we don't even have like a tagline or anything that we say when we go, do we?
We don't, but I mean, maybe we will next time.
You know what? That's it.
Maybe
that's
next it. Time. Maybe we will next time.
Oh, God. So, from us here at WT Conspiracy, or What the Conspiracy, maybe we will next time. See you guys later. Oh, God.